Good morning, Mr. Chair. Happy to be here this morning. This morning we have in front of us LC 2573 regarding the Supplemental Employment Department Administrative Fund that would amend ORS 657.783. Interest earnings on the department's benefit reserve fund accrue to the Supplemental Employment Department Administrative Fund, CDAF. Currently, ORS 657.783 limits the use of CDAF for the expense of administration of Chapter 657. 657 covers most of the employment department's programs except the child care regulation and hearings officer panel pilot. This legislative concept would expand language in the statute to include Chapter 657A, which concerns child care regulation. The concept would also eliminate a provision designing the fund for expenses for which federal funding has been reduced, eliminated, or otherwise not available. The legislative concept would allow CDAF to be used for child care regulation. Your subcommittee recommends Ways and Means introduce LC 2573 in the House as a committee bill. And just an apology to my committee. When Representative Butler was not here, we did this, and I think I gave some differing information originally, and I think that it is more clear now, I hope.
Okay, is there further discussion? Is there objection to introduction of LC 2573? Not, it's been so approved. House Budget Bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 5002, Oregon Department of Aviation, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5002 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Aviation. In 1999, the legislature created a separate Department of Aviation out of the Aeronautics Division of the Oregon Department of Transportation, which became effective in July 1st of 2000. The Department of Aviation operates more than 30 state-owned airports in Oregon and annually licenses and registers more than 400 other private and public airports, heliports, and landing strips. The department also registers all pilots and non-military aircraft based in Oregon and oversees statewide aviation system planning, helps with community airport planning, and conducts aviation safety and public education programs. The Department of Aviation receives no general fund support and is funded entirely by other funds and federal funds. The major other fund revenue source are fuels tax, registration, and license fees, which they charge for some of the work that they do. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee approved the budget of $13,679,725 and 17 full-time equivalency positions. This is $7,424,400 and one position higher than the governor's recommended budget. Subcommittee approved enhancements to the budget as follows: to provide $7.3 million expenditure limitation for the receipt of general aviation airport entitlement funds for planning and construction for small use airports, and those are federal funds, and to establish one full-time equivalency position to assist in administering the increase in the grant activity for the three major grant programs, including paving and maintenance program, financial aid to municipalities who are seeking some of those grants, and the federal general aviation airport entitlement program, which we're receiving that for a number of our airports in the state. To provide $225,000 for equipment replacement, and finally, $485,000 additional for four aviation planning studies. And the Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends your approval of House Bill 5002.
Is there a discussion? Senator Trowe.
Mr. Chair, this is a, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a new agency, basically, just getting started. What's your sense of whether it's off to a good start? Butler.
I think the subcommittee, thank you, Senator Trow, Mr. Chair, the subcommittee felt very, very positive about the issues presented to us. The pilots in general and the airport managers, airport people that were available to us, they came forward with a very positive response. It looks like they're on a good track. Their toes are pointed in the right direction and match their words. So it appears to be in a good situation. Good hands.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Representative Johnson, do you wish to make any comments since you were the mother of this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Other than to say that the little agency is performing exactly the way that we intended, and they're receiving widespread state support for their activities at local airports. They're actually putting pavement down as we promised that they would be, and we're all delighted with how they're performing.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing out House Bill 5002? If not, it's been so approved. House Bill 5011, Oregon Disabilities Commission, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5011 is the budget bill for the Oregon Disabilities Commission. The mission of the Disabilities Commission is to create an environment in which people with disabilities are active and equal participants. To that end, the agency administers three programs: a Technology Access for Life Needs Grant, a Client Assistance Program, and a Deaf and Hearing Impaired Access Program. In addition, the agency advocates for and provides referral services to persons with disabilities. The agency's 1999-01 budget was based on revenue estimates that proved to be too high. As a result, the agency experienced cash flow problems and was forced to reduce expenditures significantly. Both the committee's budget and the governor's budget include realistic revenue estimates, and 2001-03 expenditures have been adjusted accordingly. The committee's recommended budget for the agency is $1.65 million, or about $70,000 less than the governor's recommended budget. This reduction reflects four changes. First, the committee lowered the agency's budgeted amount for public employees' retirement system funding by 1.53%, or $981. Second, the committee reduced the agency's service and supply budget by 1%, or $1,101, general fund. Third, the committee implementing the co-chair's directive. Third, the committee eliminated $83,000 of federal fund expenditure limitation included in the governor's budget to accommodate the possible continuation of a federal grant that will sunset in March 2003. If Congress continues funding for the grant, the agency can request additional expenditure limitation from the emergency board. Fourth, the committee added $15,054 of federal fund expenditure limitation to allow the agency to spend an additional client assistance program revenue identified after the governor's budget was released. The committee directed the agency to work with the Department of Administrative Services to carefully monitor the agency's revenues and expenditures. In addition, it expressed its desire to assist the agency in its development of performance measures. Your Subcommittee on Human Services recommends approval.
Thank you, Representative Winters. Is there further discussion? If not, I want to compliment Representative Winters on getting this first major general fund bill out. Has $288,000 general fund. It is really going to be important for the committee members to understand that budgets are tight, and based upon what the projections are indicating, the economic forecast, things could even get tighter. And I want to compliment the work of all the subcommittees this morning and the subcommittee chairs for the work that they're doing. And Representative Winters, I appreciate your leadership in the Human Services Subcommittee. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 5011 out to the floor with a due pass recommendation? Not, it's been so approved. House Bill 5028, Long-Term Care Ombudsman, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5028 is the budget bill for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. The mission of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman is to enhance the quality of life, improve the level of care, and to protect the rights and dignity of Oregonians living in long-term care facilities. Long-term care facilities, including nursing, assisted living, and residential care facilities, as well as adult foster homes. The agency is supported with general fund and receives federal Older American Act and Medicaid funds that are transferred to the Long-Term Care Ombudsman by the Senior Disabled Services Division of the Department of Human Services as other funds. The committee's recommended budget is $1.9 million. about 4.9% higher than the 9901 estimate of expenditures. The committee made three changes to the governor's recommended budget. First, it used $25,000 of an other fund's ending balance to replace a like amount of general fund. Second, the committee reduced the agency's budget amount of public employees' retirement system funding by 1.53%, or $2,330. Third, it increased the agency's other funds expenditure limitation by $23,685 to allow the agency to spend an additional Older Americans Act revenue that was identified after the governor's budget was finalized. The committee reviewed the agency's performance measurements. It was satisfied with the agency's output measures, but encouraged the agency to develop more outcomes. Your subcommittee on human services recommend approval of the budget.
All right. Is there further discussion on House Bill 5028? Senator Yee.
I'm going to vote no on this budget, even though I voted yes during passage. We were looking at the performance measures of the agency, and they indicated that their disposal of complaints is average at 86%, although the breakdown shows that it's 60% resolved, only 60% resolved, and 24% partially resolved, and 8% not resolved, and 11% were resolved without action. So I ask that they should show the performance measure by those breakdowns so we can see a true picture of how they perform with disposition of complaints. They said they will give it to us, and today I have not received it yet, and I am not going to support any funding without seeing their performance and their expected goals. And we need accurate information in order to make good decisions. So I hope that the staff will help us pursue with this question. And I'm a no vote today.
Okay. And let the record indicate that Mr. Britton from LFO staff is indicating that they'll be happy to work with you on this, Senator.
Work with the agency.
Yes, yes. Senator Trell.
Just a comment about that. I think, obviously, that the agency should respond, and I'm sure that it will. One of the things about performance measures with regard to claims, some agencies have a really difficult task with not much authority. The ombudsperson, I think, is sort of in that category, and it's more difficult, I think, for it to be able to show that it always can resolve those issues. But I think it's such a wonderful thing that it's there trying, and it's doing a good job.
Okay, is there further discussion? If not, is there anyone else other than Senator Yee that wishes to be recorded as voting no on passing House Bill 5028 to the floor with a due pass recommendation? No, let the record show. Senate Bill 5502, Department of Administrative Services, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Senate Bill 5502 is the budget bill for the Department of Administrative Services. Now, this department provides the core central services and support for all state agencies. The governor's recommended budget contains a number of enhancements to strengthen the department's role in setting standards, to ensure performance of state agencies to those standards, and then to meet enable it to meet the increasing workload. It also contains a sizable enhancement to support elected governments. The Information Resource Management Division budget was reviewed by Representative Hill's Advancing E-Government Subcommittee, and our subcommittee followed its recommendations for that department's portion of the budget. Your subcommittee made a number of adjustments to the budget request. We made reductions in requests for additional staffing in the director's office and the human resource services, information resource management, and the facilities division. Additionally, we removed funding for positions for the Governor's Natural Resource Office, Community Development Office, and Office of Education Workforce Policy. Because your subcommittee believes they are more properly and appropriately belong in the Governor's office. We did provide $1 of other funds limitation for the Oregon Center for Electronic Commerce and Government. We agreed with the concept of conducting government financial transactions over the Internet, but funding issues need to be resolved and developed the plans needed to be finalized before substantive work can begin. Your subcommittee recognizes that increased full-time positions may be viewed with some skepticism. However, much of the increase is due to increased workload in the motor pool and facilities themselves and the purchasing and printing services, as well as additional full-time positions needed to enable the department to be more proactive in the management of state government. The budget contains statements of expectations and lays out legislative expectations for improved management efforts. Director Greenfield, I would call to your attention, has accepted the challenges to improve management efforts and to demonstrate enhanced expectations of this department. And we, this subcommittee, first of all, congratulates and thanks Director Greenfield for his dedication, and we do recommend approval of Senate Bill 5502 as amended.
Okay, is there further discussion? Senator Trove.
I don't know this budget very well at all, but I had understood that some programs were taken out of this budget, and were they reassigned to the governor's office, or are they just in limbo at this point?
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Trow, we removed them from this budget, and certainly they can be then brought back into the governor's budget because they, as opposed to being under the umbrella of state government as being part of managing the department's role of being the central service provider, these particular issues appeared to be more specific in nature.
So they're going to go someplace, though.
They certainly can come forward in the governor's budget.
Representative Hayden?
Mr. Chairman, point of information, the agenda handed to me for Senate Bill 5502 is on the order of $180 million, whereas the budget on page 6 is $459 million. Is there a typo there? Is that a Scribner's error, or do I not understand the paperwork?
Dallas?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. In the bill, the committee and the legislature approves expenditure limitation. The difference that you're referring to is for the non-limited portion that is provided for in statute. And the bill provides for exclude certain portions of the budget from limitation. So that is the difference, the non-limited funds.
But, Mr. Chairman, I remain confused. The budget we'll be voting on will be on the order of $459 million.
Mr. Whalen, would you like to respond? Speak a little louder so members can hear you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, the budget that was approved is for a total of about $500 million in expenditures. Of that, about $180 million is subject to limitation. There's about $3 million of general fund, $177 million of other funds limitation that is in the bill. If you'll notice, I believe the bill also excludes certain types of expenditures from limitation. Those are the non-limited funds that are also included in the budget report.
Could you give us an example?
Representative Wesson.
Could you give us an example of non-limited expenditures?
Sure. Mr. Chair, Representative Wesson, members of the committee, non-limited expenditures included in this bill would be pass-through monies for telecommunications, the phone bills that the Department of Administrative Services receives and then passes out to other agencies. Those are non-limited. Also, motor pool expenses for fuel and repairs and oil, lube change, lube jobs that they perform for other state agencies are non-limited. They're basically demand-driven.
Facilities.
Yep. Yes, and facilities, gas, water, and electricity.
Is there further questions? Representative Hill.
Mr. Chair, just a comment in terms. I'd just like to thank DAS and the RMD division and just sort of express my vote of confidence in the new state CIO, Ann Terry, and her ability, and to express to the committee that my anticipation is that we'll be back with further reductions in this, because there are some major contracts in terms of the telecommunication services that the state employs that are going to be renegotiated while we're sitting here in session. And so I anticipate coming back with yet further reductions in efficiencies as we continue to work some of these base issues, which will affect and ripple through all agencies. But I think in terms of we've got a good working relationship moving forward, and we continue to work some of these base costs that affect all agencies.
Further discussion? Senator Yee.
Mr. Chairman, I wish to commend the subcommittee chair's statement of expectation on the very top paragraph of page 3. It says the subcommittee expects that improvement in central management capability will result in the department being able to set and monitor high standards of accountability throughout state government to ensure that tax dollars are used productively. It will support state agencies by providing a strong, stable management infrastructure and exemplify good management practices for state government. The subcommittee expects that other state agencies' operations will be held to such standards and expects overall improvement in consistency and quality of management activities. And the director is expected to report the improvements made in state government as part of the budget presentation for the Department of Administrative Services 03 to 05 budget request. I think this is exactly what we would like to happen in our state government. And I commend the state chair in putting the statement in the budget report so all other state agencies can have this as an example.
Thank you.
Appreciate Senator Farnell, Mr. Chair, helping you. And Senator Yee's part of the help.
I'm not part of your state, your general government committee.
Well, okay. Helping us with the expectations of government.
All right. Is there further discussion? Senator Farioli.
Madam, Mr. Chairman, I thought that our good Senator Yee was a subcommittee of one. Representative Butler's committee. So, in fact, she does have a charge in this area.
Thank you. Senator Yee has been working on performance standards and measurements all session, and I think she's to be commended for her willingness and her work in this regard. She has held some agencies to higher standards, and I think it's well called for and is to be supported. So, commended for her work. Further discussion? I'd like to also thank Senator Clarno for her committee's work on this budget. And Mr. Greenfield, I've been in this process for 27 years. You know, the first director of DAS to really come forward with a pledge to work with the legislature on resolving some of these conflicts. And I want to personally thank you for it, too. Is there further discussion? If not, the motion is to pass Senate Bill 5502 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. As amended. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Senate Bill 5531, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Coachman. Senate Bill 5531 is the appropriation bill for the Land Use Board of Appeals. LUBA has exclusive jurisdiction to hear appeals of the land use decisions made by state and local government entities. LUBA obtains the jurisdiction to review these decisions only after an appeal is filed by a private party or public agency. LUBA has no ability to file an appeal and has no control over the number of cases brought forward for its review. Once an appeal is filed and the record completed, LUBA has 77 days to issue a written decision. The agency collects a filing fee for appeals, but deposits the revenue into the general fund. The budget recommended by the Natural Resources Subcommittee is $1.2 million general fund and $60,747 other funds. Other funds are received primarily from the sales of bound volumes of RUBA opinions and orders. The budget recommended by the subcommittee is 3.5% below the governor's proposed budget, but 8.8% above the 1999-01 estimated expenditures. The budget supports six permanent full-time positions and continues a limited duration publication editor position for 1 year. Senate Bill 5531 includes a $37,433 special purpose appropriation to the Emergency Board to finance the second year of that position. The department is expected to continue measuring its progress in achieving performance goals related to the timeliness of the publication of opinions and to the processing of appeals within the statutory timeframes. If progress can be demonstrated, the agency can request continuation of the publication position from the Emergency Board. In addition to a special purpose appropriation, the subcommittee reduced the agency's proposed budget by $8,259 of general fund. The reductions were made for the Public Employees Retirement System employer rate contribution decrease, for an adjustment in the facility's rent calculation, and for reductions to non-fixed services and supplies accounts as a response to statewide funding issues and priorities. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5531.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Not. Is there any objection to moving Senate Bill 5531 out to the Senate with a DFAS recommendation as amended? If not, it's so ordered. Senate Bill 5544, Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5544 is the budget bill for the Teacher Standards and Practice Commission. The commission provides licensing and regulation of teachers, administrators, and other education personnel. It also adopts standards for and approves teacher education programs at colleges and universities. The subcommittee approved a budget of $3,077,739 other funds, a 5.6% reduction from the 99-01 estimated expenditures. This reduction is primarily due to the phase-out of a computer project and the sunset of a portion of the agency's fingerprinting program. The subcommittee approved packages adding $106,200 for increased legal costs and $5,594 for positions reclassifications. The subcommittee requested the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule the additional limitation for the legal costs until the agency demonstrates a need for it. This budget is supported entirely by other funds generated primarily from licensing and registration of education personnel. The commission is directed to work with staff from the Legislative Fiscal Office and the Department of Administrative Services to determine if a proposed fee increase for in-state licenses from 60 to 75 per license is necessary to support this budget. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval of this bill as amended.
Is there a discussion? Senator Hartung.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, I want to say I really believe that the TSPC is positioned to really do some significant work. There's a tremendous amount of interest around the country on national certification of teachers. There's a great amount of interest on enhancing the profession of teaching. We're working with the universities that teach teachers how to teach. The Ford Family Foundation and Roseburg just allocated $2.5 million to allow to encourage teachers from rural school districts to get their national certification. So I really feel that we have a good budget here, and I feel that David Mighton and his board are committed to making some needed improvements in the area of teacher certification.
Thank you, Senator Hartung. I appreciate your leadership as chairman of this. Senator Trove.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. An issue was raised while we had the budget hearing regarding the concept of cultural competency and whether teachers were adequately prepared to teach to culturally diverse classrooms. And if you look in the summary of the subcommittee action in the report, we talk about this, and the subcommittee encouraged the agency to work with legislators to review the standards for teacher education programs to be sure that this issue is adequately addressed. And so I hope that they will remember that. I think there was a consensus in the subcommittee. We did not go along with the budget note asking them to do that, but we did think that this was a worthy thing for them to pursue.
Okay. Thank you. Is there further discussion? If not, is there any objection to moving Senate Bill 5544, Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, out to the Senate with a two-pass recommendation as amended? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Announcements. Any subcommittee chairs' announcements? If not, appreciate the work that all of you are doing. Have a nice weekend, and we'll see you Monday, and we are adjourned. Thank you.